The Catalonian musician Jordi Savall has been a major force in the promotion of early music for some 40 years now, and has been the key figure in bringing some ancient instruments out of the museum and back to the stage, particularly the viola da gamba. One of the star performers of this year's Prague Spring International Music Festival, Mr. Savall and his three ensembles have recorded well over 100 records and scored a number of films, including the acclaimed 1995 film All the Mornings of the World, which won him the French National Film Prize. I spoke with the maestro himself in a magnificent rehearsal room in Prague's Rudolfinum Concert Hall, where he recalled his memories of another Prague Spring, that of 1968.
It remains in my memory one very beautiful moment in my life. It was a spring 1968. In this moment, we was just married from 6 months with my wife, and we have been away from Spain, from Franco, and we start to study in Basel, in Switzerland, in the Scuola Cantonale Basilea di Scienze. And I remember after 2 weeks there, we listened radio, and we start to listen the revolution against communism in Prague, and it was a fantastic moment. This spring was really extraordinary, and for me it was specific, fantastic, because it was the first year from my marriage with my wife. It was away from this terrible dictator of Franco in Spain, in a very free country like Switzerland, in a new school. And this relation with the Spring of Prague, I think, was for me a very beautiful thing.
Your music has attracted a huge amount of young people, and I'd like to know what it is about your approach towards early music that attracts these young listeners.
Well, the first important thing with early music, it's music from different periods, Baroque time, Renaissance, medieval ages. And in these periods, it's a very important part also of improvisation, ornamentation, a lot of rhythmical things, the mix with popular and cult music, it's very much together. The music is very attractive because he sounds today very fresh and very surprising, very modern. And I think what people attract in this music is also because the music, it's not conventional. There's always a lot of fantasy and a lot of different things, and it's a very nice way to travel on the time, you know.
And I believe the film All the Mornings of the World made a great impact.
The film was very popular around the world. From one day to another, millions of persons, they discover the viola da gamba, they discover the Baroque music. People, they probably before this never listened to Baroque music. And the result was 3 months later, in the top 10 of music, recorded music, was Michael Jackson, Tous les matins du monde, Queen, and so. For the young people, it was a really discovering. And I remember many young people decided to study Baroque music, viola da gamba, and all the conservatories. There was a demand of, oh, I like to study viola da gamba. But this not only in France, it was everywhere. I was later, some years later, to Hong Kong, Taipei, and young musicians, they play romantic music with the violin. They was all demanding autographs because they have seen the film, you know.
Your work is very much based on improvisation, and it makes me think that perhaps what's most interesting about early music for you is the fact that it allows you to improvise more than later music. Is that true?
Well, this is one of the interesting aspects of early music. Not only this, because I think what is interesting with early music is this, when you do music from other times, you are forced to be very creative. You have to be also very strong in the way you have to do research to understand historically what happens, statistical, what is the type of ornamentation, what is the way to play, to make the sound, to make the articulation, to what is the function of music. But then when you have or when you know all these aspects, technical and historical things, then the music demands a lot of creativity, because this music was played in these early times from musicians. They were great musicians. They have played the whole life his own music. Most of the time were sometimes composers and musicians and virtuosos players. And this demands always a lot of creativity and fantasy and imagination. And this is very attractive for us as a performers, because it allows us to create and to develop much more rich ambitus from creativity.
Obviously, you're from Catalonia, and the bulk of your recorded work is European. But as you say, you have a lot of experience working with other cultures and other types of music. How difficult is it for you to get into the mentality of completely removed types of music, say, early Japanese music?
Well, you know, with music, it's not so difficult, because music, it's a language that touch your heart immediately. And even with very far by different cultures like the Japanese, even if sometimes you don't understand any words from the language, but when you listen to a flutist playing shakuhachi or these beautiful bamboo flutes, it's really very impressive.
The listener is taken into the music, but when you're playing it, I mean, you're the person taking the listeners into that music, so I assume you must, you know, study this, the ins and outs of the music before you can play it to your own.
No, we do this during the experience. The music you cannot learn before. You have to do with the music. Music, it needs playing and singing. This is the only way to understand the music, you know. I think sometimes we think we can explain the music with words. It's impossible. The only way to understand music is with the music. It demands you to go with the music and to take the time to let the music touch you. When I started the first time in 1965 to play Viola da Gamba, for me the music I played was like Japanese music in a certain way. But I have played every day many, many hours, and slowly I began to understand the language. When we do music with musicians from Israel, from Morocco, from Turkey, from Greece, everybody brings his style, and we try to understand each other. And the only way to understand it's when you respect the other, you let the other to be like he is. This is the principal lesson with the music. Otherwise, you cannot play any music with other people.
With the film All the Mornings in the World, you had a great success. Is it a success that you're trying to repeat?
Oh, you know, you cannot repeat a success. This is something very special. What we do in this last year is to present always different projects with regarding different types of repertories. We have music involving 45 musicians with Israelis, Palestinians, Armenians, Turkish, Syrians, Afghanistans, Moroccans, Greek, and all the Europeans. It's a very big project with the principal idea to bring in dialogue all these cultures and show that these cultures have very different ways to believe in God or in a superior dimension, but they have all the same language with the music. And even regarding the way to sing the David Psalms, or to sing the celebrations to Allah, or the Christian songs, we have differences. We have also things we will do differently, but we talk and we found a solution. And we found a way to be in harmony, and this is, I think, the principal thing that we can do with music, to demonstrate that having musicians from 12 different nationalities or 3 or 4 religions in a concert hall, and having all these people in harmony and happy, this is not an utopia. It's a reality, and I think this is what we try to do with music.